Does anyone else feel like they could eat a lot healthier if they just weren't so busy? The recent game changer for me, meal kits from Sunbasket. John and I have been cooking with the Sunbasket kits that are delivered straight to our door, and it is so fast, so easy, and so good. And it is thrilling to walk into the kitchen and whip up an easy meal like salmon burgers and seared squash, steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. I joke that I can't cook, yet Sunbasket transforms me into a chef, a really good one, I might add. And I just have to tell you, I had strawberries from Sunbasket that were so flavorful. It was the best tasting produce I have had in years. And it turns out Sunbasket works with very specific farms. Go to sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime today to save $120 off your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/hiddentruecrime to save $120 across your first four deliveries plus free shipping on your first order. I've been experiencing symptoms that many of us at this age experience due to hormonal imbalances. And if anyone can relate, I do recommend Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it's for any woman that has symptoms of hormonal imbalances. It has been a tremendous help for me. And the company Happy Mammoth that created Hormone Harmony, they're dedicated to making our lives easier. And that means using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. These symptoms can include night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling exhausted all the time. Yes, Hormone Harmony has helped me with all of these things. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use our code HiddenTrueCrime at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HiddenTrueCrime for 15% off today. Everyone, we have an unexpected live this afternoon on this Saturday because there is a breaking story out of Excelsior Springs, Missouri. A woman was rescued yesterday. The investigation is ongoing. A man is in custody. Tim Haslett is his name. And I am here with Sierra Tharp. Sierra Tharp is a neighbor. You actually helped rescue this woman. Is that right, Sierra?
It was my grandma. I was at work. My grandma was babysitting my almost two-year-old and at my house.
Take us through what happened then. This was yesterday. At what time? What happened?
About 7:45, 7:50 in the morning, a lady ran to my neighbor's house and knocked on the door and was asking for help. My neighbor wouldn't let her in the house. But she called 911. And so she ran down to my house and knocked on the door. And when my grandma answered, she found a lady that had a collar around her neck. She could see ligature marks. And she was telling my grandma, I've been raped. I've been held captive. Please help me. You have to help me. He's going to end up killing me.
When you
and
say
so my grandma, she took a minute being home with a baby. It took her a minute, but then she just knew she needed to help her. And so she brought her in and sat her down and covered her up.
Okay, good. She brought her in. She realized that she really needed help. When you say a collar, what do you mean by a collar around her neck?
She had a metal dog collar around her neck, which my grandma described as a collar you normally see like on a pit bull for like bad dogs, is what she said. It was pretty
like
tight around her neck.
Like a shock collar? Wow.
No, my neighbor has been reporting it's a shock collar. My grandma said no, it was just a metal collar.
Okay. Okay. And then what happened?
And she had, she had duct tape around her neck too, which we're guessing her mouth was probably duct taped. And we think she probably grabbed it and pulled it down when she escaped.
Okay. Okay. And then what did your grandmother do after that? Well, she brought her inside, took care of her. Then what?
She brought her in and she covered her up and she could tell the girl is very hungry.
So this is a woman then that's clearly been being held for a long time. She was hungry. Did she look malnourished?
Yep. So my grandma went and grabbed a couple packages of muffins and a bottle of water for her until the police arrived. They came in, they questioned her in my house. And she knew, my grandma said she knew every detail. She told them exactly who did it, exactly what house she came from. She had made the comment, my friends didn't make it. He killed my friends. My friends didn't make it.
So there are other victims, and there are so we're talking about murders as well.
They haven't located any victims as far as we know right now. But she was pretty adamant about that her friends had been murdered by him.
Do we know how long she was held for by this, by Tim?
She by said Tim she had been there since September.
Since September. So for a long time. So what's going on right now in the neighborhood? Are they searching the house?
Yes, they've been there. The CSI units are there today. They've had the cadavers there again today. It's okay. They got it taped off pretty good up there.
But no other victims yet. We're still waiting for additional charges to come down again. This
they've
is
seen some barrels. So some of the neighbors that live behind his house said that they seen about a dozen barrels being brought out of his basement.
Really?
And that's where she had been held captive at. She said he had kept her tied up in his basement. She said he left to take his son to school. And when he left, she took the opportunity to escape. And the school's only like maybe 2 minutes from the house. So she had a matter of like minutes, up to maybe not even 10 minutes to get away before he was back.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did your grandmother or you know this man? He clearly has a child that he's taking to school. Was he well known in the neighborhood?
No.
Tim
no,
Haslett?
Nobody knew him. I've only seen him. I one of my neighbors said he's lived there about 3 years. I've probably only seen him three, four times, maybe. I've only had one interaction with him. And he wasn't a very pleasant person.
And so this woman made a run for it, and she was running from neighbor house, your grandmother let her in.
Yes.
What did she tell your grandmother? What else did she tell your grandmother?
She claimed she was pregnant. We're not sure if she's really pregnant. One thing we wondered is that maybe the stress from being held captive, that maybe her period stopped. We're not really for sure if she's pregnant or not.
Okay. Okay. And she said what we know now is sexual assault.
Yes.
That she claimed her friends didn't make it. We don't know what that means.
Yeah.
What kind of barrels are they referring to being taken out? Are these barrels that the police brought in for evidence or barrels that were in his house that they're taking out?
Everybody's guessing that they're barrels that they were taking out. They're big blue drums.
Wow. Wow. What else are you hearing from neighbors?
Well, not a whole lot. Like, the only neighbor I've really talked to is the one that had called 911. They said that a tow truck driver came to tow his truck away. And that the tow truck driver made the comment, he's been towing vehicles from that residence, like different vehicles, the last couple months.
Wow. 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 And I want to go over again what she looked like. She had duct tape around her neck. She had a collar around her neck.
Yeah.
She was hungry. Did your grandmother feed her at all or give her anything?
Yeah. She gave her some muffins. With it being my house, my grandma just grabbed the first thing she knew that was there. I have a big box of like the little packages of mini muffins. So my grandma just grabbed a bunch of those packages and gave them to her.
What was she wearing?
My grandma didn't really go into detail. My neighbor claims that she had a trash bag on. And I asked my grandma today and she said, no, she absolutely did not have a trash bag on. She did have clothes on. She described the shorts. Like, I don't know if she had underwear on. She said it reminded her really short shorts, but said she wasn't clothed.
Yeah. Yeah. People are asking where this is taking place. This is a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. Is that correct? Excelsior Springs.
Yeah, we're a small town off of Kansas City.
Okay, and from what I've read in the news, I haven't ever been there before. I've been to Kansas City, but from what I'm reading in the news, this is a nice neighborhood. It's a family neighborhood. Is that how you'd explain it, Sierra? You said that you'd lived in the neighborhood for how long? We lost you for a bit there again.
Almost 30 years.
Wow.
Almost 30 years. I've lived in the house I live in now for 25. I've been proud to grow up in Excelsior. I was proud to raise my kids in Excelsior until this.
We'll get together when our connection is better. If you wouldn't mind, I'd love to do a recorded interview with you at a later time. But will you do us a favor at Hidden True Crime and thank your grandmother for what she did?
Yes, I will.
This is an unbelievably heartbreaking story. And I just also want to commend this woman for escaping. It sounds like she made a daring and brave escape. And I'm so grateful for your grandmother who realized the situation and let her in. Is there anything else you want to tell us at this moment, what's going on or anything else we need to know?
I don't know of anything right now. There is a lot of rumors flying around on Facebook and, you know, a lot of neighbors that live around that house that are putting out information that's definitely not true or doesn't seem to be true from the way she talked.
Okay. One last question, actually, was it just him and his son who lived there? Was there anyone else in the house that we know?
As far as I know, it's just him and his son. I had never seen the little boy there, but I have sources that work with the school district that said, yes, his son lived there with him.
Okay. And his name is Tim Haslett, and he is behind bars right now.
They captured him. I actually wasn't home. I must have not been home when it happened, but I have a friend that said she's seen the guns drawn and his truck was parked on my street. That's where it was towed from. So I'm guessing the police were on it very fast. And I had heard from parents that their kids go to that school. The police were down in the kid drop-off line waiting for him. And so I'm guessing they probably caught him when he was dropping his son off.
All right. Okay. Wow. Well, and how old exactly is this son? Elementary school, it sounds.
Eight years old.
My goodness. And honestly, where my mind goes, I want to know whose son he is, you know, like how long has this been going on and what don't we know? There's clearly a lot to find out about this story. So I want everyone to know Hidden True Crime is covering this story. We're on this story. Sierra, it is so nice to meet you. I'm so grateful you talked to our community. We are a community that cares very much about the victims and the heroes in cases and about domestic violence. That's what our focus is. So again, thank your grandmother. Thank you for helping. Let's be in touch. And when we get some better connection and let's have an additional interview and we'll be continuing to follow the story. And please keep our community in touch. In the loop. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for all you've done. All right.
Thank you. Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Many think you need a lot of money to invest, but Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. In fact, you can get started and invest with Acorns with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. For me, investing often gets put off because it doesn't seem urgent, but it's important to start even with a small amount. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/hiddentruecrime. Artifact Uprising is a company that John and I have used to preserve our most special family memories for years. Artifact Uprising is driven by the same belief we hold, that everyone has a story to tell, and they tell these stories through premium quality albums and prints. We purchased their signature lay-flat album 8 years ago for our wedding album, and when our son was born, we purchased the same album again to preserve his milestones. Artifact Uprising now wants to help our gems preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. Whether you want a photo to to hang and display, or an album with impeccable quality and design to cherish for years to come. We've trusted Artifact Uprising with preserving our most cherished memories and telling our family story from the moment John and I met. And they encourage you to tell your story too. Through the end of the year, Hidden True Crime listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers, or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code Hidden True Crime through December 31st. School is back in session at the Matthias house, and having the right food on hand is key to our new busy schedule. Bread and buns are a must-have for school lunches and quick sandwiches, but just because I have my family enjoying bread, make no mistake, it does not mean we're sacrificing our health by loading up on carbs. Hero Bread has completely reinvented the bread and buns that make meals so great, but with a big difference. Hero Bread has 0 to 1 gram of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it's high in fiber, and get this, it contains protein. And now they have something special for your fall sliders. They're sweet, melt-in-your-mouth Hawaiian rolls. They have that sweet, light flavor you would expect from Hawaiian rolls, but without the carbs and sugar. Everyone's a fan of Hero Bread. Give Hero Bread a try. You can get 10% off your order at hero.co by using code HiddenTrueCrime. That's HERO.CO. Use code HiddenTrueCrime to get 10% off your entire order. Enjoy your fall favorites guilt-free. Hello, everyone. I am here with Missy Hancock. Missy, thank you for making time for Hidden True Crime tonight. Missy Hancock is from Excelsior Springs, Missouri, and you are a neighbor of Timothy Hazlett. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did you know Timothy Hazlett?
No, I didn't. I've been here 3 years. I've met him one time.
One time. All right. Tell us what you did notice about him, though, because you had come across him a few times.
Well, when I first moved here, I've been here 3 years. He was here when I got here. In the first year, he worked, and, you know, I just didn't pay much attention. Just noticed that he was by himself a lot and had a little boy that came over from time to time. But, like, in the last year and a half to 2 years, he's been home a lot. I just think that because of his truck was home. Apparently, he worked out of town sometimes, but in the last year, he's been home a lot. I would say he did not work, and his little boy, who is like 6 or 7, was there like every other weekend or sometimes longer. I just saw them outside. But that's very much to himself. I never saw anybody over there but his son.
Okay. And his son was often playing outside, it sounds like. Is that accurate?
Yes. Whenever his son was out, the dad was out working on the truck. I have a view to the back of the house and the driveway. So the front of the house faces the other way. So he would work on his truck a lot. Also, in the last year, he's gotten a drone, I've noticed. So whenever he's outside, he uses the drone. He works on his truck. He recently got a trampoline this summer. And so him and his little boy were outside a little more. And the dog, that's it.
That's actually a really interesting tidbit about the drone, that he would fly the drone a lot, that he was home a lot doing that. Makes you wonder what he was looking at or where he was flying. How long had that been going on, the drone flying?
Probably about 6 months. But I tell you what I did notice too in the last couple of years was wrecked cars. There would always be probably about 15 in the last 2 years of cars. They were all like the same model, like a Geo Storm, Geo Metro, kind of smaller car, parked in the back of his driveway or even lined up. Sometimes there was up to 3 of them at a time that were wrecked. Usually the fender or bumper were off, laying on top of the car, I'd say 90% of the time. And they would stay there sometimes a week, sometimes up to 3 months. And someone, a tow truck would come and get them. And so that happened. That was probably about 15 different cars. And I don't know. I just assumed that was kind of something he did on the side or some kind of business. I don't know what was going on there.
Sure. Yeah. Right. The things you assume and then you look back and you wonder. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so and we had heard this, that there was a tow truck coming to tow cars a lot. This might be part of that. Did you see the tow truck a lot?
Yeah, like maybe every 3 months, maybe. something like that.
Okay.
The cars are there. I mean, winter, summer, spring, whatever, that was always happening.
Okay. Would you see him doing a lot of construction? We learned from the probable cause today, of course, that, or not today, excuse me, yesterday when it came out, that we learned that he built the room in his basement. Did you see him working on construction?
No. What I did see usually was him working on his truck, but I felt like he worked on a lot of things right outside of his garage, which his truck was kind of there in the garage, but he never opened the garage all the way. He would open it like this much, enough to crawl under. So I'm like, okay, because it looked kind of sketchy over there. So I assumed he couldn't get the garage door all the way up, you know?
So in other words, he would only open the garage door partially, and then he would roll out or kind of sneak out underneath the garage door.
Yeah.
And you weren't thinking, of course, that he was holding hostages in there. You were thinking...
Oh, my gosh. I thought... This guy just lived by himself, worked on cars, just kept to himself. I just thought he was probably sketchy in there. I mean, no, I did not have a clue. I've never heard like loud music, never seen him drink a beer, smoke, let alone hear any screaming or anything from there, really. Outside of his dog barking. That's it.
Huh. That's fascinating. Nothing that stood out. And yeah, Blue Skies mentioned you probably thought you had a hoarder garage situation or something. Was there a lot of garbage in his yard? Did you notice that at all?
Well, the yard like always need to be mowed, and it was always kind of, he had a corner lot and the back of it, it was kind of an L shape. So no one can really see the back of this L. Like you can see the back. And there's another area which I never could see, but there was usually a lot of like plywood stacked up, but it looked old and rained on, and just like trash in his like area up by the garage. But, and I never really went around the front of the house. I never even left my house that way. So I was just always kind of came in the back of his place. So, I mean, I went by his house a few times in the front, and it had some, you know, miscellaneous stuff out front, kind of more of like a hoarder kind of vibe, but not a lot of wood or, you know, construction kind of stuff.
And again, he had a child there. And so it seems like he's a single father. And you mentioned that it didn't seem like he was working. And that was maybe the past year, would you say?
Yes. And actually a year and a half maybe. And I got hurt in June. So, and I usually work all the time, and I've been home. I'm waiting to get the surgery back then. So June, July, August, and September, I've been pretty much home to work the first week of September. And I was all the time like going on my front porch and sitting out there for a few minutes and coming back in. I had a spinal injury. So actually in July was the first time I saw him. I didn't know his name was Tim, and his son was jumping on a trampoline they had gotten not too long ago. So this was in July. I walked over there because I knew all my other neighbors. I had never met him. So I walked over there. He was sitting in a chair by the trampoline that's still out there, and the little boy was jumping, probably like 6 or 7 years old. I said, "Hi, I've been here 3 years. I'm your neighbor. I've never met you. My name's Missy." And he just loudly grunted at me like, "What?" Like, I mean, it was... I could hardly hear what he said, but I felt immediately this pretty dark vibe. I was like, okay. And the kid was just, the little boy was just, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, happy and talking to me. And the reason I went over there too, because I noticed he had cut his hair and shaved his beard a little bit, and he had mowed his lawn. I don't know why I felt like, okay, maybe this is a good time. Plus I'd never met him.
Sure.
So after that, I talked to the little boy and I just said, "Okay, take care." And he never said another word. He gave me the look like, "Lady, get out of here, man." You know, I mean, so I just walked back over, and that was the only real interaction I've had with him.
Okay. Yeah. And probably after that, you didn't feel inclined to continue trying so hard to get to know him.
No, not at all.
The house is boarded up, chain link fences around. And they're not telling you a lot. Is there anything else that neighbors know or what you're hoping to find out soon?
You know, I've heard so many things, a variety of different things from different sources. And, you know, they haven't really told us anything. When I woke up Friday morning, my son and daughter-in-law actually happened to be in town. We were here Friday morning and we heard Aries is the dog. That's really the only time I heard him talk was he'd yell at Aries. He was getting taken by animal control and Aries was only outside his dog whenever the guy was outside. So I kind of walked over to the police. I was like, what's going on? And they're like, I said, why is the dog being taken? Because he's never been a problem. And he said, well, that's just part of an issue we have going on. And so then I slowly found out that there have been several victims. And apparently the girl that came out of the house had been in there since September. And she said many of her friends didn't get out.
That's what we've heard as well. We interviewed Ciara Tharp, your neighbor, Saturday, mm-hmm. and she implied that. But, you know, a law enforcement, I do want to share with everyone, has not yet made a statement on if there are additional victims. But that is sort of what people are concerned about and wondering about. I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't think you build a home in your basement to hold someone for 1 month either. It feels like he had further plans, whatever those are.
Yeah, it's just a definitely eerie vibe here now. I mean, it should have been before, but you didn't know, and you would think you would pick up on something. But I mean, he's very private, and I feel like when people want to, you know, be sneaky and hide things, they're going to do it. I mean, I've found out that he rented the home and that he was kind of behind on his rent. These are all things that I've, you know, heard through neighbors and mm-hmm. not sure exactly what happened, but I do know his son was in there when she was in there, and that's so disturbing for that little guy. That I hope he gets some immediate help is kind of what I want to see come out of it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. To clarify, he was working perhaps more, or his car was gone more, and then you noticed in the past year he was home more, which would imply he didn't have a job and that he was flying a drone a lot.
Yes.
Okay. The drone flying is interesting. And then again, yeah, don't we all exit our garage the same way, right? We open the door a little bit and then we all roll out. No, I'm just kidding. We don't do that. But
you know, if you had a garage that was messed up, which that garage did look messed up. So I was like, okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting. Yes.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share right now, Missy? We really appreciate all the information you have as we follow this, and definitely want to keep the public apprised, especially because the law enforcement in your area isn't saying anything right now. And I know that there are many questions. Anything else you want to say right now?
I think that's it. Just that it's just a very dark vibe here. It's just crazy. And I wish that I would have heard something, or I do know, one neighbor down the road said he did go knock on his door to return something that fell out of his truck. This was a few months back. And I asked the gentleman, I said, what fell out of his truck? He said it was a huge thing of hand cleaner. So he went to the front door, which I'd never seen. He went to Tim's front door and knocked and knocked, and he had seen him come home with his kid, so he knew he was in there. So he said, I just left and went down the sidewalk, and he opened the door and was like, what? Why are you here? And he's like, I just saw something fall out of your truck. I left it at the front door. And he just took it and slammed the door.
Huh. So something fell out of his truck. It was hand sanitizer. According to your neighbor, he tried to take it back and it didn't work out, but he tried to return it. Very interesting.
No, right now. That's all I have.
Hey, thank you. Let's be in touch. Thank you so much for your information, and we'll keep you posted as well as we learn more. Thank you, Missy, so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.